Oh, God.
Right. Start with the burp.
Start with the cheeky burp.
Okay. So are we carrying on with the thing where we?
Yes, we are.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any ideas? I've not thought about it.
Well, this is the thing, because last week we said we were going to do a spooky episode.
Yeah.
And here we are on the 5th of November. And
was it the 5th?
It's bonfire night.
I've got spooky stuff. No, I've got spooky stuff.
Right. Oh, okay. Well, I'll just.
I've only got
we'll
one.
Just set the room on fire and then it'll be bonfire.
Only thing. One spooky.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, in our spooky or slash bonfire seasonal opening, how are we gonna? What are we gonna say?
I think. Okay. It's not like a
episode 2. Don't go too hard.
I'm not going too hard, but like we don't use words. Yeah. One of us is spooky and one of us is bonfire. Combined into so like,
okay.
Do you want to be Halloween or shall I or
you be Halloween? I'm excited to hear Halloween, and I'll be
okay. Okay. Okay, and we'll do that for the opening.
Yeah. Okay, here comes the music. This is my opening music.
Smiling makes the day go quicker. Life begins to turn around. Upside down comes round again. Here's that crazy chaos you call. Smiling makes the day go quicker. Life begins to turn around. Upside down comes round again. Here's that crazy chaos you call
home. Yeah, but it worked there, didn't it? Hello, everyone.
We'll find out later. Hello, welcome back.
Welcome back to our home.
Thanks for tuning in.
If you haven't listened to the first one, please do.
Well, you don't have to.
I know, but like, it's double the listening for us, isn't it?
Yeah, listen to them like one after the other. Don't put them both on at the same time, because that would be.
Because then you'd have a thing like our opening where it's two of us making different noises at the same time. That was a bit that didn't go anywhere. Should we introduce ourselves?
Okay, hello, I'm Joe.
And I'm Aidan, and this is our House of Commons.
Ah, welcome. Ooh, it's a bit cold.
A bit chilly.
Do we have any central heating in this
house? We do, but we can't afford to turn it on because we're students.
Boiler corner. this is our House of Corners. It's a podcast in which we introduce you to each of our corners that we have discovered that week.
In our labyrinthine house.
Yes, with so many corners that neither of us can know all of them.
No.
But when we find one, we'll show it to the other person.
And
they might enjoy it.
And we'll let you listen in as well.
Yes, because we're legally contracted to. Right, so.
Where are we going today, Joe?
Shall I start? I'll
go
begin.
On, go on.
Okay, so last week, I think you'll recall our corner, we need to talk about Kevin Spacey.
I think
we really need to talk about Kevin Spacey.
It's not funny.
It's a bit bad.
I may have said the phrase, it's impossible to dislike Kevin Spacey last week.
No, that was me.
Oh, that was you.
I said that, and you're like, well, surely some people do. And
apparently, yeah, quite a few people do with quite good reason.
Several tables have rotated very quickly.
Yeah. They're good.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not in favour of prejudging before, like, you know, innocent until proven guilty. That's sort of like.
You're not in favour of that one.
No, I am.
Like, you are?
I think
that we should.
Oh, we take allegations are serious.
Yeah, I think we should believe accusers more than we should believe.
I think we should take their accusations seriously, but we shouldn't condemn someone. Anyway, but just in case.
This is turning into discourse corner.
This is getting fraught.
Yeah. Anyway, Kevin Spacey's bad, apparently.
Apparently, allegedly.
Yeah.
And so we.
I think it was mostly due to even if. All of these things are proven.
I think the worst thing about him was all that bad swearing he did with Gordon Ramsay.
No, the worst thing about it was that he took the time to, when he was being accused, to come out as gay.
Well, that was
affiliating
quite a bad
entire
distraction
community
tactic.
With something that they've been trying to, you know, fight off.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Sorry about us singing the praises of Kevin Spacey literally 2 days before all the bad stuff happened.
Oh dear. Oh, well.
No, live and learn, eh?
Mistakes happen.
Yeah.
And we couldn't possibly have known.
Yeah.
What would Oh, dear me. Well, so you know what we're going
to
do?
Thank you for that hilarious opening to our comedy podcast.
Yeah, yikes. I'll just get this tape, this warning tape, and just tape over the corner we need to talk about.
We'll just never ever go back to this corner again.
It's a bad corner. It's been polluted. Need to stay away. Oh, dear me. Right. That's my first corner.
Performing that public service.
Yeah, I just need to say. Okay. Whoops.
So let's back off.
I'm sprinting away.
And let me take you.
Yeah.
Out into the woods.
Into the woods.
Into our shed.
Into our shed. I didn't even know we had a garden.
And we've got acres.
Acres.
And it's all spoiled. Oh, there's cobwebs everywhere.
Ooh, lovely petunias though.
And it's dark, so you can't see the petunias.
Oh, no!
And welcome, Joe, to Spectral Corner.
Spectral Corner?
Ooh,
my gosh, is this our Halloween spooktacular?
It might be. It might be the only part of it I've got ready.
Okay.
And so, I was looking at ghosts the other day, because it was...
Your own personal collection.
Yeah, the topic of ghosts rather than actual ghosts.
I was just sitting on a bench looking at ghosts.
And I came across the Wikipedia page, a list of ghosts.
A list of ghosts?
Yeah. And
thank God somebody's catalogued.
Some of them are pretty wild.
Tell me.
Well, I'm going to tell you, in the form of a little game.
What?
So...
Excuse me?
I have, in front of me, five... Ghost names.
Ghost names.
Or some of them are types of ghosts, some of them are five ghosts. Yeah, five ghosts. One of them...
Whether they're types or, like, individuals.
One of them was made up in my own head.
Oh, and I have to guess
the rest
which.
Of them are bona fide, definitely, correctly real.
Wow, okay.
Certifiably. Okay, so...
Rattle them off.
They are...
Rattle my bones.
That's skeletons, you moron.
Oh.
They are...
I feel like ghosts are kind of...
Do you like me to...
Sorry.
They are Hungry Ghost, Egg Ghost,
Egg Ghost,
The Disappearing Roman, Slagpile Annie, and The Ghost of Cock Lane.
You're fucking joking me. God. Okay,
For listeners at home again, that's The Hungry Ghost, Egg Ghost,
Egg Ghost,
The Disappearing Roman, Slagpile Annie, and The Ghost of Cock Lane.
The Ghost of Cock Lane. Oh my God. Right. If I didn't know you, I would say The Disappearing Roman. Well, this is the thing, because that's got you written all over it. But I know that that's a thing, isn't it? With the, in York, Romans walking the whole, like...
The Roman legion walking. Yeah, with, walking, chest like, submerged.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay, so I'm going to say Egg Ghost.
You should have gone with your instincts.
Ah!
Oh!
You bastard!
I've made it a little bit like me so that you'd be able to guess.
Hoodwinked! Oh, so Egg Ghost, Hungry Ghost, Slagpile Annie, and The Ghost of Cock Lane are all real ghosts.
Yes.
Well, all...
Real. Definitely real ghosts.
Yeah. Are they accredited?
Yeah. Would you like me to tell you a bit about some of them?
Please. I'm dying to know more about Egg Ghost so that I may become one.
Hungry Ghost is a thing from Chinese Buddhism, and it's just like...
Just a ghost that's hungry.
Yeah, well, it's not necessarily...
Is it the one off Spirited Away?
No, I checked that, it's not.
Oh.
And it's like a... It's anything who has like a deep emotional need for something, so it doesn't have to be... What are you doing?
I'm doing the Ghost of Spirited Away.
Is that the noise it makes?
He goes,
Do
you not remember when he's trying to give the girl gold?
I don't
Chihiro,
remember.
That's
I don't
name.
Remember that, sorry.
He
does that. Yeah, but anyway, Hungry Ghost is just like a... A needy ghost. Like,
needy ghost.
Any ghost that needs anything is a hungry
me.
Ghost.
I'm a needy ghost.
Egg Ghost.
Egg Ghost.
Is from Korean mythology.
Oh my gosh.
And there's nothing special about it. It's just a ghost that looks like an egg.
It's a ghost. Is there a picture?
No.
Listeners, look up Egg Ghost and send in your best one.
Here's the thing. The thing from Wikipedia, legend says that when a person sees an egg ghost, he or she will die.
Oh my god.
And its personality is not significant.
That's savage. Oh my god.
Right. I'm thinking they may have just seen an egg and then happened to die a bit later.
That's
like,
the thing though, what came first, the chicken ghost or the egg ghost?
I've got no record of the chicken ghost. Right, okay. Slagpile Annie.
Slagpile Annie.
I just included it for the name.
I think I went to secondary school prom.
She's an old lady who used to wander around a steel plant in America. Nothing particular. And the workers used to meet her and talk to her and didn't know she was a ghost until they were told her story afterwards.
Are they sure it's not just an especially translucent grandma?
I think it might be. It's finally, the Cock Lane ghost.
Yeah.
Here is the Wikipedia article on the Cock Lane ghost. Aiden is
scrolling through a massive Wikipedia article.
It is incredibly long.
Exposure.
Yeah, it was the sensation of the day.
Fuck me.
And it was basically this
legacy.
Yeah, it's huge. And it was this guy who. So basically, it's long story short, it was a scam to get tourists into.
Right, into Cock Lane.
But the Cock Lane ghost wasn't its actual name. The name of the ghost, so it was supposed to be the ghost of
Egg Ghost! It's Egg Ghost again!
No.
Egg Ghost 2, Return of the Yolk.
it was the ghost of the property owner's sister called Fanny.
Fanny!
And she died of smallpox and would scratch at the walls.
Smallpox
and
so Fanny is
she
a
was
name.
She was known as Scratching Fanny.
No, she was not.
Scratching Fanny of Cock Lane.
Oh, this is my life now.
I can
see why it's got such a big Wikipedia page.
I didn't have time to read it all, but...
who does?
It was, quite a... There were seances and, like, tours, and then... People started getting suspicious and investigating, and it turned out it was all a ruse.
Dear me. Oh, been taken again by Scratching Fanny off Cock Lane.
Which of those is your favourite ghost, Joe?
You know it. It's Egg Ghost. Obviously Egg Ghost.
When I saw that, I was just like, that's so Joe.
Egg Ghost.
Ghost is an egg.
Egg Ghost now. Okay.
That's
really good.
Spectral corner for
I'm
you.
Possessed by Egg Ghost now. In two meanings. Right, great corner, man. Really good.
Thank you.
Should we go to my bonfire-themed corner?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a bonfire.
Oh.
Yeah, let's go to the next
corner. Nice and warm.
okay, my next corner is... So let's go through this hallway, and I'll tell you about it on the way. As we go through here... It's almost like taking a trip back to 2012, a time of Facebook likes that meant more than they actually were. You remember when you get a like on something,
and
you're like, fucking A.
Yeah, someone took notice. Yeah,
and the pinnacle of internet humour were memes, which still are. But
they've changed.
Yeah, memes used to be when there was like white impact font on two sides of a picture of someone.
The advice animal format.
Yes, exactly. And do you remember the Chuck Norris memes?
Oh boy, do I.
So this is Norris
corner. Are we delving into the archives of Chuck Norris?
We're doing Chuck Norris memes, but it's going to be another fun little game where I read you one half.
Okay.
And we can either leave it where it is, because some of these are just so funny when it's just half a Chuck Norris meme.
Mm.
And you can try and guess the other half, or we could just move on.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay.
So I've got this on a site. I've got chucknorrisjokes.linkpress.info /top100.
That's about the most 2007 website I've ever heard of.
Someone's gone to like Herculean effort to compile all of these Chuck Norris jokes and then rate them.
So in order.
The first one rated 4.12 out of 5.
Oh.
1,756 people have voted on this, or one person has voted 1,756 times. A fluctuating opinion each time. So, see if you can guess the other part of this, or we could just leave it where it is.
Okay.
When Chuck Norris was born...
It's been so long. When Chuck Norris was born...
To be honest, the other half was funny if I just said that.
What's the other half? I don't know. I can't think.
He drove his mum home from the hospital. Okay.
I'm getting back in the mental space of the Chuck Norris joke.
Okay, this one, I think it's funnier just as a half. Chuck Norris has a diary.
is it?
He obviously must get up to a lot. I wouldn't be surprised. Diary.
And then is it something like, oh, it's the works of Shakespeare or something like that?
It's called the Guinness Book of World Records.
Okay, yeah.
Into the swing. Chuck Norris threw a grenade.
Is it going to be like Hiroshima or something?
I wish the opposite of that. The actual one is Chuck Norris threw a grenade and killed 50 people.
That's just
exploded.
Ah.
So it was a quick 1-2
punch. Bit of a bait and switch there.
Yeah. Chuck Norris doesn't worry about high gas prices. I think we could just leave that one there.
Yeah, good to know that he's living a stress-free life.
Chuck Norris counted to infinity. Let's just keep moving.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris can kill 2 stones
with 1 bird.
Yes.
Well done. Yes.
Nice job.
That's kind of a Soviet Russia.
Yeah, this one's a bit sad. If you just read half of it, when a zombie apocalypse starts, Chuck Norris doesn't try to survive.
Oh no! Does he take control of
the zombies? Do
the
zombies do aim? Chuck Norris is a scourge upon zombies.
See, the
zombies are living in a Chuck Norris apocalypse.
The way you read that initially made it sound like he was depressed.
Yeah.
But actually, it's because he's such a badass in all of his motion pictures.
It was psychological. I took a lot of time with that one.
What?
I like the next two are just one-liners, and I think they're quite funny. Bigfoot claims he saw Chuck Norris.
That's it.
4.11 out of 5, I think that's unfair.
No, it deserves a much higher rating.
Chuck Norris can hear sign language.
Whoa.
Yeah. A rare form of that thing where your senses get mixed up and you can see colours.
Synesthesia.
You can hear synesthesia, yeah. Chuck Norris has synesthesia and Bigfoot called him out.
It's quite sad, it's caused him a lot of issues.
It's just a Chuck Norris show. Chuck Norris has synesthesia. Okay, one more. One more. I'll find a good one. Once a cobra bit Chuck Norris's leg, and after 5 days of excruciating pain, the cobra died.
Yeah. I knew that one was going to be that the cobra died.
It doesn't deserve to be the
highest rated. No. I'm a bit disappointed by that.
Can you make your own?
You
can submit them to this website. No, seriously, submit your own Chuck Norris jokes and facts to our site.
If
this one seems a bit long form. When Chuck Norris punches you in your stomach, you vomit out a hamburger you ate a month ago. What?
Whoa.
That seems more of a problem with your own digestive system than it does with Chuck Norris's punching.
When Chuck Norris dies, he's going to have a really touching funeral.
There are some where he touches everyone.
Because
no.
Well, no.
There are some paragraphs here. Chuck Norris was once charged with 3 attempted murders in Boulder County, but the judge quickly dropped the charges because Chuck Norris does not attempt murder.
What a funny joke.
Oh, wow. Only 4.17 out of 5. For good reason.
I think it deserves...
You're right.
That was...
Oh, this is the lowest rating one I've seen so far, and it's not bad. Chuck Norris wins games of charades without moving. He's dead. He's in a coma.
Oh,
wow, Chuck Norris, you're great at charades. It's because everyone keeps picking coma.
When Chuck Norris sleeps, he gets a really good night's rest.
Aww.
Wholesome Chuck Norris joke.
Yeah.
When Chuck Norris faces a challenge, he approaches it in a constructive way.
Chuck Norris has a healthy relationship with both of his parents.
His room is tidy, but not clinical looking.
Mm. Chuck Norris misses the days when he could make films with Bruce Lee. Because now Bruce Lee's dead.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that was just a fact.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Should we?
I think if we spend too much time here,
we're
gonna groom mustaches.
Our old selves.
What?
Was in like go back to 2007.
Whoa. Oh God. I'm gonna close that tab.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Let's close that tab on our lives. Okay. Let me take you by the hand, Joe.
Oh.
Actually, no. I won't do that because I'm gonna get on your level. I'm gonna
get off my lap.
No. I'm gonna talk to you like we're equals.
Oh.
Welcome to Cool Corner.
Cool Corner.
Naturally spelt with a K.
Oh, it's very chilly.
So,
oh no, the other type of I've been misled.
Cool Corner, 2 Ks. So this corner has a history a behind the scenes history.
Oh.
It began when I was looking. I was trying to think of ideas.
Take
corners,
behind the scenes. I've never seen behind the scenes before.
And I began.
What the scenes look
I was
like
looking
from
through.
The back.
Shut up. I was looking through Google for all sorts of just stuff like that I might be able to talk about. Google? Was searching for various okay. search items. Yeah. And it hit upon me that what often is more funny... So you know how you get a Christmas cracker, it's got yeah. a joke in. What often is more funny is when they have suggestions for conversation starters inside them.
What?
Yeah.
I've never had
Have you never had that?
No, oh. I don't need people to start my conversations for me.
This is the thing.
I just say... Oh, no.
Yeah, there you go. So I started typing into Google conversation starters.
Yeah.
But Google did the work for me.
Oh, were you feeling lucky?
No. Yeah, the suggestion that came up underneath, the top one,
yeah.
was conversation starters for teens.
For teens!
Yeah. Ah. And so it turns out there are several sites purporting to like be run by experts on teens and how to talk to teens. So the first one I came across
I've never had a conversation with a teen.
I've got quite a few here. So, first one I came across was Mark Merrill.
Mark Merrill.
Mm, who calls himself a professional dad.
Professional dad.
And so he goes... excuse me. He goes around America...
Sure.
Like, helping dads be better dads. Helping families.
That's so wholesome.
It's quite wholesome. He's got a list of 15 conversation starters for teens. Most of them were boring. Like, if you're in a movie, what movie would it be?
Yeah,
if you could travel anywhere, where would it be? Do you want me to
play the part of the teen?
Okay.
Let me recede.
I want to clarify. This is the first one that I came across, and I thought, oh, I'm going to have to save this at the end because it's so good.
Okay.
Everyone after that has been much, much better.
Brilliant.
So,
one second, let me put my sunglasses on and start smoking.
Ooh, yeah, oh, you mustn't smoke. Teen.
Puff,
hey,
puff.
Hey, if there's any teens listening, don't smoke.
Do it.
Right.
You'll be cool.
So here's how I'm going to start my conversation with this teen.
Get bronchitis.
What? What qualities are you looking for in a spouse?
What? Excuse me? Dad, I'm just trying to watch Tracy Beaker.
Yeah, but son...
Stop talking to me about my spouse, Dad.
What qualities are you looking for in a spouse?
I guess an orphan knows Duke from Tracy Beaker really well. Goes to the dumping ground. Ah, oh, fuck, it's Tracy Beaker. I want to get married to Tracy Beaker.
I've got a Maroon 5 CD for her. Okay, so... That was Mark Maron. I thought, okay, yeah. this is a good thread to
That's
follow.
A good one.
I started pulling on the thread.
Spouse.
Dr. Christy Wolfe has Mark Merrill beaten by 5 suggestions.
Oh my god.
Again, most of hers were quite mundane, but
okay.
Here's one that I think is rather good.
Yeah.
Do you know anyone who's gay?
What? Yeah. Oh, she sounds like an undercover gay hunter.
In what world?
Hey, teens.
Is it appropriate for a parent or adult or guardian to ask a teen, hey, do you know anyone who's gay?
Hey, kid.
Hey,
kid. Nice Nintendo DS. You got any gay friends?
And then, to be fair, the next question after that was, do you treat them differently?
Oh.
But in a list of conversation starters, do you treat them differently is a very bad way to start a conversation.
Imagine if you've just finished a nice Chinese meal and they've given you a fortune cookie. And you're noshed down. It's okay. It's just a fortune cookie. And then you open up the inside. Do you have any gay friends?
Right, okay. So,
fuck, I just came in for fried rice.
So now we move from the bespoke to the mass market conversation starters.
Okay.
So we're going now to conversationstarters.net.
Right.
Which has 83.
83?
83 conversation starters for teens. That's just for teens. Just for teens, they got 83.
God.
And again, most of them...
They've got GCSEs, they can't be talking that much.
Yeah, well...
Don't have time for 83 conversations.
Again, most of them
They've
are
got
very...
They've gay friends to me.
Most of these were quite boring and quite generic, but there's one that made me think, like... If I was a teenage boy and someone asked me this question, I know exactly what my response would be.
Okay.
And this question is, what is the hardest thing in your life right now?
My dick!
You boy!
Yeah!
What out of touch adult, what sexless moron wrote that and didn't consider that half the teenage population was just immediately going to start shouting
profanity?
What are
the hardest things in your life? All my gay friends. Because I'm really sexy. I'm a sexy teen and I have lots of gay friends.
Oh no.
What?
We don't find teens sexy here. That's not how
what?
We roll.
I'd find some teens sexy.
Not if they're underage, Joe.
Well, not all teens
okay.
are underage.
That's true.
I exclusively like the overage.
Let's quickly move away from creepy culture.
I just want to say, I like overage people, not underage people.
Thank you, Joe.
I'm just going to put that out there.
Okay, and then, right, finally.
Yeah.
Wattpad.com.
Wattpad?
Wattpad. It's called Wattpad.
Wattpad?
This pad.
Oh, sorry.
And they've got 101 conversation starters for teens.
Oh my god.
I've got three from them because they are all excellent.
Pang. Great conversation.
This was last updated in 2014. The first one is, do you prefer Xbox products or PlayStation products? Hey teens, I'm so hip and down to earth. I know what you're playing with.
Hey kid,
do you prefer...
Do you like Sega?
Do you like Sega products?
Do you buy the Sega packages with the games in?
Oh boy, that new Call of Duty product looks good.
Ah, I've never met a person I couldn't beat at Pong.
Then,
hey, is it just me or is Miss Pac-Man pretty damn sexy?
The one next further down, a bit more. Well, with the times in 2014 is. What app do you use most often?
What app?
What app do you use most often?
The conversation starter app, because I just have so much trouble with the conversations.
This is the thing. Yeah. They had available a conversation starter app.
Did they actually?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's the app I use most now.
Maybe that was a marketing question. Maybe these are both marketing questions.
Well, that used to be the hardest thing in my life, starting conversations. But yeah. Now, with the conversation starter app, which is the one I use most, I barely even touch my Xbox or PlayStation products.
You can get a 20% discount using the code HOUSEOFCORNERS at...
Wattpad.com.
That's
a lie. Wattpad?
This pad.
Oh, okay.
And then finally, and this is just a typo, but I love it. Do you believe in ghost?
Egg ghost!
Egg ghost!
Egg ghost! Hey, it's all about egg ghost.
Do you believe in ghost?
That's even more of like a hard question than asking if you believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
As in ghosts as the concept.
It's
or...
just this ghost.
Yeah.
Do you believe
in
it?
Ghost. Yeah.
Do you believe?
I think ghosts could be real. No.
No.
There's one.
There's one. Is
There's
it real
one
or
ghost?
Not?
And does it look
like an egg? Or is it Slagpile Annie?
Wow. This ghost is large grade A.
Yeah, that's cool, Connor. I hope you feel thoroughly in touch with the teens.
God, as a sim, my social meter is all the way up. Because you've started so many conversations. Great.
I feel youthful.
Really good. Okay, you'll find this corner a bit familiar. Let's skateboard out of cool corner.
Whoa.
I just did a kickflip off a wall.
Oh, I did an ollie.
Well, keep it to yourself.
No, it's a nolly, isn't it? Not an ollie. Is it?
I don't know, man. We're out of cool corner. We're not cool anymore.
Yeah, I'm not cool enough for cool corner.
I can't even touch a skateboard anymore. It, like, shoots away from me magnetically. I am returning. We're doing our first return to a past corner.
Oh,
yeah.
Early.
You've seen this one before. It's Twitter replies.
Yeah!
I love this fucking corner so much. Okay, so if you listen to the last one, you'll remember how to play this. If you haven't, that's just fine, because we're going to explain it again.
Okay.
Twitter replies corner. God, it's spick and span because of the technology part of it. We go on Twitter and we find a tweet. Well, I find a tweet, and it's normally a picture tweet. I only read out the replies to Aiden from the tweet, and Aiden's got to figure out what the tweet contains. So this week's tweet is from @Johnny_Wags. Also known as Certified Butt Haber.
Sounds like a comedy genius.
Oh, God. It's a JPEG. It's a photo with 54,306 retweets.
What?
And 174,008
oh my.
Likes.
We're in the big leagues here.
Well, you know, when you have a butt, it's easy to get those retweets. And 243 replies.
Okay. Before we start, does the picture have a caption that he's written, or is it just the picture?
It does have a caption.
Okay. I won't ask what it is, because that might give it away.
If you get... There's a bit of a clue in it, so if you get real stuck, then we'll read out the caption.
Cool.
Okay. So the first reply is from Consumerist Skeleton.
Ooh.
It's thematic.
Yeah.
@Woodborg_Ninja.
Should have made that one of the ghosts.
Oh, no. You said it yourself. Skeletons aren't ghosts. Fuck you and eat shit. On November 2nd, Consumer Skeletons replied saying, What if I dated his daughter to meet the gay dad?
Joe, that's so silly.
What can I say? I've got lots of gay friends.
Do you know any gay people?
Do you have any gay friends? So that's our first reply. I'll read it again. Consumer Skeleton on November the 2nd said, what if I dated his daughter to meet the gay dad?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Certified Butt have a replies to that saying, I can't believe you even thought about dating his daughter. And Fabstar Bot replied saying, congrats on your 250 heart tweet. That's just a bot saying yeah. Nice job on those likes. Okay, next reply, Entree3000 at 7 of Rhyme on November the 2nd says...
I, as a Star Trek fan, I appreciate that handle.
I don't. Fuck you. He says, and there's a clue here, why are you taking pics of my car, man?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on a different...
Okay.
Okay, I've got two disparate ideas.
So we've got, what if I dated his daughter to meet the gay dad, and why are you taking pics of my car, man?
Okay.
Serena Alsup, at Serena Alsup on November the 2nd, in cap, says, I'm Scrimaung! Oh, I'm Scrimaung!
I hate when I'm Scrimaung.
I'm Scrimaung everywhere. Pepper exclamation mark 28 at Pepper Usagi replies to I'm Scrimaung, saying, hi Scrimaung, I'm dad.
Good
certified
one.
Certified butt haver says blocked.
So, I think...
Yeah?
I'm going to put it boldly, we've got a picture of a car.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what is special about this
what
car.
What are on cars sometimes?
You get people spraying like adverts on them?
Sometimes.
You get dirt and written messages in the dirt.
Yeah, that's true.
There could be one about someone's gay dad.
There could be. Let's continue. CRE Mullins, bread emoji, rose emoji, at CRE Mullins on November the 2nd says, for a sec, I was wondering what a Bernie supporter would be doing having that sticker on their car.
Ooh, so it's a bumper sticker.
Could be.
Is it?
Could be. Cormantic, at Cormantic, November the 2nd says, is it a Dream Daddy joke?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know what one of those is.
Dream Daddy was a game. And
was it an Xbox product or a PlayStation product?
It was neither. It was a PC thing, you fucking dick. Let's see. Hope at Newt of Boot says, power move. The knife alien at Space Drug says, what the hell, lol. Chris says, Mr. Krabs.jpg. Dietrich Seal says, how is he closeted, though?
I know you are. Flummoxed.
Oh,
and
my
God,
it's a fucking roller coaster.
And I hope the listeners at home are. Mm. I heard apparently quite a few people guessed the riddle really quickly last week, and I was quite embarrassed about that.
What?
Apparently people guessed...
We're getting off track, man. Sorry. What's this picture about?
I don't know. I'm trying to distract because I can't work it out.
Okay.
Can you tell me what the caption is, maybe?
The caption isn't very descriptive. It tells you kind of what you already know. Let's see it. This bumper sticker threw me for a loop yesterday.
Okay, so it's a bumper sticker.
It's a bumper sticker.
Could be.
What does the bumper sticker say? What if I dated his daughter to meet the gay dad, says Consumer Skeleton.
Is there a picture of a man on the bumper sticker?
Silence.
I'm going to take your silence for a yes. Bumper sticker, picture of a man.
Picture of a man, maybe.
Bernie?
I didn't confirm that it was a picture of a man.
Bernie Sanders?
Gold Mario 79 at Gold Mario 79 1.
Ooh.
16 hours ago, God, so recent, says, and her certified gay dad in the closet was right beside a Bernie butt off sticker, which is even more embarrassing.
I don't know.
God,
I cannot.
What does it all mean?
I think this might be outside my cultural frame of reference. I'm not sure.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Someone has a gay dad.
I'll give you a hand. Picture of a car which on the back has a Bernie bumper sticker.
Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also a different bumper sticker.
I thought that might be the case.
Yeah. So all these Bernie jokes are talking about the other bumper sticker. What
right.
does the normal bumper sticker have on?
A gay dad.
A gay dad. What about the gay dad?
His daughter.
Read the first... Shane Pilgrim at Shane Wilson 21 says, read the first part and was like, ha ha, wow, what a funny dad. Then the second part, like, and then it's the gif of Donald Trump making the, like, a confused face and opening his mouth.
Interesting.
Yeah.
First part. So is it meme format, like the Chuck Norris memes?
It's not meme format. It's a quote. Well, not a quote, but like a sentence. Are you going to give up?
Yeah, I give up.
You're going to give up?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is it, Joe? Tell me.
Certified butt haver at Johnny Wags tweets, "This bumper sticker threw me for a loop yesterday. The bumper sticker says, don't even think about dating my daughter. Think about dating me, her closeted gay dad."
Right.
Yeah.
Was that simple?
Wasn't very simple, but I had some good replies, so I thought we'd go through it.
That was good.
Thanks. Yeah. That's okay. You got the one last week. You're one for two. That's not bad.
Yeah, I did get the one last week.
50% KD ratio.
Ooh, in that new Xbox Call of Duty game. Right. Thank you for that, Joe.
It's okay.
I feel a bit stupid.
No, it's okay.
Let's go.
Oh, okay, bye.
Now, are you ready with some fresh rhymes?
You know it.
With some happening rhythm.
Oh, you can't see at home, but I've just put on a cap and so, some cool sneakers.
Here we are. We've arrived. No, not cool. Not cool.
Oh.
Tranquil.
Oh.
Thoughtful. We've arrived in Poetry Corner.
Fuck, I thought we were going to do Rap Corner. No.
Joe, it's me. We're doing Poetry Corner.
Okay, we'll get ready for Rap Corner.
So in a similar period of panic where I was looking for, like, ideas that led me to Cool Corner.
Back behind the scenes, God.
I came across a website called PoetryGenerator.com.
PoetryGenerator.com.
Yeah. Poem Generator.com. And so I put in a few. It asked me to put in. I clicked on limerick.
Oh, of course you fucking did. You went
it. It asked me to put in some stuff about a person.
Sure.
And so here is poem generator's limerick about you.
About me?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's gonna get wild.
Oh, I'm so ready.
Or rather.
Okay.
There once
limerick me.
There once was a man from Newcastle.
I'm not from Newcastle.
It just said put in a place that was related to the person. Anyway.
Go back.
Start
again.
There once was a man from Newcastle.
Okay.
He said, "See the lovely tassel."
What?
His name was Joe. He found the hello, and he couldn't say no to the vassal.
Excuse me? What the fuck is a vassal?
As in, that's like someone who is subordinate to someone else, particularly in like monarchy and stuff like that.
How fucking weird.
Yeah, I know. And so, it began, like, it said the poem, and then it said
none of that is true.
And it said by Anonymous. Joe. And it said, "Who do you want this to be by? Find out with our
Plato.
With our pen name generator."
Oh, what's your pen name?
Well, it generates you a very long list.
Pen
15 it asks for some information about you, and I've put in lots of them. And
could you say no to the vassal?
I couldn't say no to the vassal.
Oh, but
I found the hello.
Who among us can? Only so the best.
I've taken a selection of my pen names.
Yeah.
First one, in the hard-hitting crime writer section, I am AP Beautiful Sword.
AP Beautiful Sword! Oh, wow, what does AP stand for?
Aiden Peter.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was shit.
Then, in the
is the beautiful sword referring to the sword or your penis?
No, to the sword. A sword. Then in the romantic novel section, I am Adrian Clanslove.
Adrian Clanslove?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'd watch that porno.
For science fiction, I'm Antares Uranus Clansatron.
Who's anus?
Uranus.
Oh my, okay.
The planet Uranus. And then, in one of the miscellaneous section, I'm Patrice P. Poison.
Patrice P. Poison. Patty Poison.
Would you like, Joe...
Make me one.
To have a...
Make me a pen name.
A pen name made for you.
Give me that name.
Okay. Joe.
Yeah.
What's your middle name?
Nicholas.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
I didn't. I had to check. I think it's with an H.
Yeah. Joe Nicholas...
He's putting my details in. What's your credit card information?
What's your favourite unisex name?
shit.
It's a hard one, that, isn't it?
That is difficult. Fuck. Fuck. No.
Would you like it to be a swear?
I would. Wait. I can think of better. Fuck knuckle.
All right. Knuckle. What's the name of the first street where you lived?
I'm trying to think of a funny, a humorous street. Well,
just say
Cock Lane.
Yeah, Cock Lane. Cock Lane. A positive adjective that could be used to describe you.
Shitty.
That's a poo word.
Poo.
A weapon.
My dick.
Nice.
I feel like it's like Mad Libs. What will this crazy generator spit out?
An adjective that could be used to describe the weapon. The hardest thing in your life.
Disappointing.
Like. Nice. Another dangerous noun.
My balls. my nuts.
Something pretty.
Wait, change it to D's nuts.
Oh no, that's the breathing. D's nuts.
Ah! Oh, that's humorous.
That's very good. Is D's nuts with two Z's or just the one?
Just the one Z.
Okay. The make of your first car.
Pussy wagon.
You're bad, you.
Ah! It's okay, guys. I don't have a driver's license.
And so. A planet.
A planet. Sirius. That's a star. Hold on.
You cannot be serious. Sorry, that was
terrible.
That was really bad.
That was really bad. My anus.
Good. Okay. Let's hope this doesn't just reject all this filth. Write me some pen names. Oh, the site couldn't be reached. That would have been far too loud, and now we've lost all of the words.
That's hilarious.
Oh no, this is an abortive bit.
That's okay, that's my pen name, abortive bit.
Oh no. I'm really disappointed with that.
Really? I wasn't that invested, it's okay.
Okay.
What a shame. Oh well. Hey,
yeah.
Listeners at home, send in your own pen name.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Right, let's get out of this dive.
Yeah, no, Poetry Corner went downhill. That's I apologise.
Okay. It's fine. Let's get some popcorn. Get some Pepsi.
I've got a packet of Butterkissed somewhere.
Let's talk about this movie. It's time for 10 Things I Hate About 10 Things I Hate About You Corner. Have you seen 10 Things I Hate About
You? I have.
Hit film with Heath Ledger, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and that woman whose name I've temporarily forgotten.
I warn you, Joe.
Cat something.
I do like this film.
Really?
So if you rubbish it too much...
That's okay.
I won't be happy.
That's fine. I think they're all, like, actual good reasons for things I dislike about 10 Things I Hate About You.
Okay.
I haven't seen the film in a while, so my memory isn't...
Julia Stiles.
Julia Stiles? No, Cat something, isn't it?
She plays a character called Cat.
Oh, okay. Well, her, yeah. She did really well. Great, great.
Brilliant performance.
Okay. Well, yeah, like I said, I haven't seen the film in a while, so my memory might be a bit... what's the word I'm looking for?
Shit. You did me.
You got me.
The
little cheeky joke. Anyway, here are 10 things I hate about 10 things I hate about you. £5.99 on Amazon. What's that about? I could buy, like, so many One Piece sweets. I don't have the figure in front of me.
Don't make them.
What, One Piece sweets?
One Piece sweets are 10p now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I guess because they got too big. Inflation. Number two of 10 Things I Hear About 10 Things I Hear About You. Joseph Gordon-Levitt's smug fucking face. You know this about me.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
I don't like Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I forgot you hate the JGL.
I'm not a big fan at all.
That being said, like,
I'm a positive person. I like to think of myself as a positive person.
See, we're doing the opposite as we did with Kevin Spacey here, is we're distancing ourselves from a popular
person.
This
is the thing. Joseph Gordon-Levitt's going to win a fucking Nobel Prize next Sunday.
He's
going to look like dicks.
He's going to cure all of the horrible diseases in the world.
Oh, thanks, Joseph. Well, at least you can be smug about something now, you piece of shit. I feel like I'm a very positive person. I don't shit on things a lot, but I'm not a fan of Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Don't like him. Disgrace to Joes everywhere. Number three, Heath Ledger's willful ignorance of school rules and mishandling of audio equipment. You know when he does the song? Goes down the I Love You Baby.
I think
he takes a microphone out of its proper place. That's expensive, especially back then.
You can take a microphone out of a stand. Like, that's what they're for.
No, it's not. It wasn't at a stand. It was in a room. He had to bribe someone, didn't he?
I don't remember, actually.
I don't remember either. Anyway.
I don't think we're in any position to debate this.
I think we are. Anyway, it goes on to my next one. Completely incongruous origin story for Batman's The Joker. obviously gearing up for his performance in that film, and there's no... Like, there's no reason for it.
Yeah.
There's no... Something must have happened between graduation for Heath Ledger's character in 10 Things I Hate About You.
Ooh, okay.
And
so this is making the assumption that they're happening in the same universe.
Of course they are.
So does that mean there's some sort of Shakespearean allegory in the... Not allegory. The Chris Nolan film?
Yeah.
What?
Batman's Bottom. Anyway, Number five. Whenever I try to purchase it at the local media store, a man in a duster and a fedora, shrouded in shadow at the back of the shop, snorts, shakes his head, and lights a cigarette as I approach the counter. I don't care for this at all. My asthma prevents me from completing the transaction.
I think that's a you problem.
Oh, well, it's a thing that I hate about 10 Things I Hate About You.
That's a you... That, like,
well, it's something I hate. It doesn't have to be a universal thing, Aiden. It's not universal things that everyone hates about 10 Things I Hate About You.
Like,
it's 10 Things I Hate About 10 Things I Hate About You.
But it's not.
It's 10 Things Joe Hates.
It's not 10 Things I Hate About
You. The man in the duster is completely, like, why is he so angry with it? I bought Bridget Jones' Baby the other day. If anything, a much sillier and, like, disgraceful film.
Never seen it.
Than 10 Things. I haven't either, because I couldn't get to the fucking thing. But he just, like... Anyway.
So, digital...
If you're listening, mysterious stranger who blows smoke at me, I can see you, and I know what you're playing at. And I will buy that film. Anyway, number six. I don't know if you've seen it, but the product placement in 10 Things I Hate About You is unbelievably overbearing.
Is it?
It's everywhere you look. The original title was 10 Things I Hate About... Ten Things I Love About the Cool, Refreshing Taste of Pepsi. it's everywhere. It's really bad.
Have you seen that thing where they're updating films these days to, like, update the product placement?
Really?
Yeah, so, like...
That's a bit weird.
Yeah, like... Old films will have posters for new films in the background and shit like that. And
what?
Billboards will have their logos tweaked with CGI. It's...
Oh, chitty chitty bang bang, we love you. Hey, Dad, what's that film for Fast and the Furious 8? I don't know, Sonny. We'll have to go see it.
You've never seen Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
I have, and I really love it. 10 Things I Love About Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. So yeah, product placement, bad. Seven, inaccurate portrayal of American high school life. No student swings on that many jungle vines on their way to school. Three at best jungle vines.
What?
There's a bit where Kat swings from jungle vine to jungle vine on her way to school. Oh, I'm thinking of Tarzan.
I mean, they came out similar times. They're both late 90s classics. But, like...
And Tarzan does look a lot like Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Which makes it even weird that I confused him
with Kat. Yeah.
Okay, so nine things I hate about 10 things I Hate About You, and one about Tarzan.
Well, no, because there's no attempt to depict American school life in Tarzan. Shut up. So you're...
During the closing credits of 10 Things I Hate About You, do you remember it? There's the band Letters to Cleo perform "I Want You to Want Me" on the school roof as the credits play.
I do not remember that.
Okay, well, the film ends and the credits begin to play, and the theme from the... I don't think it's the theme from the film, but Letters to Cleo performs some of the other music in the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Plays "I Want You to Want Me" on the roof of the school at which the film is produced.
Right.
And they just leave them up there. They lock the door and they leave them to play that.
That's like...
It's really fucked up.
Indentured servitude. Yeah, they're left bordering
there,
on slavery.
They're left up there to perish from either the cruel elements or by their own hand.
Wow.
And I see them whenever I close my eyes, and I also haven't been able to maintain written contact with my pen pal Cleo since. So that's another thing that I hate about 10 Things I Hate About You.
Joe, that was really...
That's only number eight.
We get a bit...
Number nine, the colour scheme, completely off. Number ten... as I said, they actually filmed the movie in an actual film. Sure, in a school. That's what I meant. They film it in a school. It's called Stadium High School in the port city of Tacoma in Washington, America. And to clear the school of the public, so they had room to film, they introduced a toxin to the local water supply that eradicated the community and has ravaged the city of Tacoma since, leaving little to no wildlife, and any left is unrecognisably changed by the toxin. It's a fucking wasteland.
Slagpile Annie has been sighted.
Slagpile Annie has found a new place to hang out, and it is Tacoma, Washington. Other than that, love the film. Heath Ledger was a revelation. Nine things I hate about
To be honest, I think, like, the 10th one is the most objectionable of all of those. Like, yeah.
You would say that, but you haven't seen the colour scheme. Purple and orange everywhere. It clashes terribly.
Ooh, nasty. Mm. No, I think, Joe, I think you may have ruined one of my favourite films for me there. I've gone from quite enjoying this nice piece of light comedy to now seeing a dark and twisted media event.
Ah, that's okay. We've still got Taming of the Shrew. But the colour scheme in that is pretty bad.
Don't make them like they used to.
Yeah, and Shakespeare also left a lute band on top of the Colosseum. It's a callback. Parchment to clear. A bad bit to end a good corner. Mm. Have you got one? You going to take me away?
I'm out. I'm out of...
You're out of corners.
Yeah, sorry.
I've got one last thing. Oh. I've got one last thing.
Okay.
So there's a Tumblr that I follow, which only posts bad kid jokes.
Okay.
Jokes that kids have made.
Okay.
That they submit.
I like
them. They're all really good.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you a few jokes now. So welcome to Kid Jokes Corner. There's crayon all over the walls.
Oh, no.
Simon!
Bad boy.
Simon!
Get back under the stairs.
Don't know if you know this, but Simon's a young ingrate from we left the door open one night. Simon runs in and he's been hiding in all the corners
since.
You
know what? I can't wait until he's a teenager and then we can actually start to talk to him.
I can't wait to kick him in the fucking teeth. Anyway, Kids Jokes Corner. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Elephant.
Elephant who?
Elephant. Oh, that's a kid's joke for you. Okay. Oh. Hey.
Is this thing on?
Where does a bum live? In your toilet. What did the tortoise say to the herring?
I don't know.
See you later.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's pretty good. Yeah, it's got a good sense of like... why did the elephant eat a pig?
I don't know.
Because he was bored. Why did the man poke the chicken?
I don't know.
To wake it up. What goes everywhere?
Where?
Water. What? Obviously. Why did the chicken
Joe,
cross
Joe,
the road?
Joe, Joe, shh. Have I told you about my child joke?
No, tell me.
So, young Aiden, picture it. A cute little ball of ginger fur.
Not yet imprisoned in a house of vertices.
I didn't quite understand what jokes were meant to be. Much like these children.
Okay.
And so I just sort of...
I don't know what you mean. These are fucking hilarious.
I imitated what I'd heard. And I used to tell the joke that went thus. Why did the pickin pock the toad?
Tell me.
Because it wanted to.
And
I would fall about laughing because I thought I'd made myself...
That is...
an original joke.
Oh, my God.
And I was only ever met with stares of confusion.
Hello, Eddie Izzard. I've got one for you. Hello, Tim Minchin. Please write a song for this bad boy. What do you get when you cross a T-Rex and a chicken?
I don't know.
Nothing but death.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's so dark.
It is. What word has the word lie in it?
Lie?
Alien, of course, because scientists are lying about the truth.
Whoa. This child is woke.
Doctor, you have to help me. I feel like a spoon. Okay, sit quickly and don't dig! Exclamation mark.
Sit quickly.
This is a pretty bad one in like the moral sense. What do you do with life?
I don't know.
Kill it.
Oh, fuck. That's so true. That's
who said?
Oh.
Why babies do not talk? This is in all caps, by the way. So, why babies do not talk?
I don't know.
Because they have invisible yam in their mouth.
For the listeners at home, that was they have an invisible yam in their mouth.
This is my favourite one that I've seen. I haven't even looked through them properly, but it's the bottom one there. And we'll finish off this corner and the podcast by just acting it out. Okay, do you want to be the waiter?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Waiter. Why is there a foot on my cake?
Because you told me to stamp on it.
Ah, oh, right, yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Okay.
Right. Is that are we closing up there?
Oh, I think we're going to head back to the foyer. Yeah, it's time to say
back
goodbye.
Back to the foyer. Say goodbye.
Oh, okay. Before you go, we're on iTunes now.
Yeah, we are.
We're on iTunes. We're on
SoundCloud.
We're on maybe some other things. I haven't checked. It's spreading like a fungus.
Needs to be killed. Yeah. Like life.
In the next few ones, I was thinking we could have maybe a suggestions corner.
Yeah.
Where listeners send in ideas or comments.
As hopefully our listenership grows.
Yes.
We won't do that until we've got enough people to sustain it, I think. It's probably good.
Either that or I'll make up some of the suggestions.
Yeah. Ooh, you naughty boy.
Yeah. Ben from Devon says, I hate Joe.
Thanks, Ben.
Oh, Ben. Why?
If your name's Ben and you're listening, stop it now, because clearly you hate one of us.
I'm really upset about this. but yeah, if you could, now we're on iTunes, leave a rating or any sort of positive feedback. If you've got any negative feedback, send a letter to fuck off.
It's word of mouth is the most effective form of marketing.
But also ratings are nice, so do that.
But word of mouth is the most effective for marketing.
Thanks again to Alex Burns for her graphical contributions to our work.
And thank you to Tankus the Henge for our theme song.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cracking job, guys.
Is that everything?
Great tune.
Are we done?
Yeah, let's wave them out. Let's.
Bye.
See you later.
See you next time in the House of Corners.
Come back, but not first, please. I was in the bath.
The day